In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com.
I'm going to get through all the stupid Christopher Rice stuff. All right. As soon as we're done with this, I'm telling you right now, I'm not playing it again during the show. I'm not. Why? Because I want results. I'm glad you had a hearing. I'm glad you exposed him for being a liar. I'm glad you asked the tough questions. I'm glad. But at the end of that, the only concrete proposal I believe I've seen all day out of the GOP is building the FBI a new headquarters only in a different state, Alabama, which is way nicer than DC anyway. That's the punishment? That's it, guys. We're super mad at you, and we're going to build you a new house, but not here, somewhere else.
Wow. Man, talk about putting the fear of God in him.
All right, let's play this little clip, because I just want to make sure everyone remembers. It's easy to forget with all the things in the news out there. Remember the pipe bombs? On January 6th, there were pipe bombs. You want a little tidbit on this? I got this from Darren Beatty at Revolver. You want to know a little tidbit about the pipe bombs? Remember, some guy put pipe bombs down at the RNC and the DNC. And let me explain something to you about how technology works for you current and future criminals out there. Your cell phone. It is a surveillance device. They know where you are at all times when you have your cell phone on you. And that data is actually stored in many different places, from apps, from, they know where your cell phone is at all times. And wrap your mind around this, because this is going to be important to our story, all right? Wrap your mind around this. If, let's say right now somebody breaks into my midlife crisis car again, and they steal the munchies. I got these Flamin' Hot munchies in there. They steal the munchies I have in the backseat, and I'm furious about it. And I get a hold of my buddy at the FBI a week later, and I say, hey, who was in this area 8:30 p.m. Eastern time? That's roughly the time my car got broken into. Who was by my car? Do you know that they can access that information? That they can look that up and say, oh, well, this phone number, this cell phone, it was right here, right at your car, right at this exact time, and that cell phone is registered to this individual. That is the technology that's available today. Also, keep that in mind when you have your cell phone on you. Now, here's an interesting little tidbit for you, again, courtesy of Darren Beatty. Did you know that they said the data for the pipe bomb guy, you know, the RNC and DNC, when you set the pipe bombs, did you know they said the cell phone data is unavailable? Data has been corrupted. But wait, there's actually more. If you can't go through official channels, as I mentioned, you can go through a few big apps that gather and sell your data. And did you know that Darren Beatty and Revolver reached out to these places? And they said, hey, we would like to know who exactly this was. And these places initially said, oh, absolutely, we'll get you that, because you're buying the data from them. It's part of how they do their business. And then a day or two later, every one of these ones came back and said, oh, sorry, we can't work with you on this. Interesting, isn't it? Did you know that the surveillance data, the video of the guy placing the pipe bombs, did you know that it was altered and the quality was reduced? That it's less, that guy, his quality, if you look at the video, and I saw it, it's fascinating. Boom, right when that guy shows up, the quality gets reduced so you can't recognize anything. Did you know that? Everything, what I just said is not tinfoil on your head stuff. That's real, which I thought made this question even more interesting.
Interview with Assistant Director Stephen Duantuano. Chairman Jordan and I sent you a letter a month ago. Some of the information that we found in that interview was that phone data that could have helped to identify the pipe bomber was corrupted. He also wasn't sure who found or how the second bomb was found at the DNC. Do you know how the second bomb was found at the DNC? And when do you plan on answering our letter?
Well, as to the letter, I will work with the department to make sure we can figure out what information we can provide. As you know, this is a very active, ongoing investigation, and there are some restrictions on that. But we
we can handle classified information, and we fund your department, and so you need to provide that.
It's not an issue of classification. It's an issue of commenting on ongoing criminal investigations, which is something that by longstanding department policy we are restricted in doing. And in fact, the last administration actually strengthened those policies partly
because... That's not our policy, though, and we fund you. So let's move on. Do you know how the second pipe bomb... Can you tell us how the second pipe bomb was found at the DNC?
Again, I'm not going to get into that here.
900 days ago is when this happened, and you said you had total confidence we'd apprehend the subject.
Hey, the data was deleted. That's all. Oh, sorry, man. Something must have went wrong. You know who installed the data things that day? Probably the same people who were in charge of Jeffrey Epstein's camera system in the jail. The data just got deleted that day. None of the big tech companies will give the data over. And 900 days later, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they are still on it. They are digging into this, guys. And of course, because they're still digging into it, they can't comment on it at all. Almost feels like we're being lied to, doesn't it? Almost feels like, man, I hate to say it, almost feels like the FBI was involved, doesn't it? Now, something else that they're involved in, and this, I take no joy in bringing this information to you, information you probably already know, but changing your bank is a huge pain in the rear end. It is awful. You have all these things between direct deposit with your employers and the various accounts that are linked to your bank. And that's just, there are so many reasons. Changing your bank is a nightmare. I admit it is a nightmare, but please hear me when I tell you, you really, really need to stop banking with Bank of America. If you are, you want to hear something horrifying, sit back and listen.
The Bank of America, with no legal process, was gave to the FBI gun purchase records with no geographical boundaries for anybody that was a Bank of America customer. Is that true?
Well, what I do know is that the a number of business community partners all the time, including financial institutions, share information with us about possible criminal activity. And my understanding is that that's fully lawful.
Yeah, Bank of America took all your gun purchase information and they handed it to the FBI. And that begs the question before we go on here, because I think this is a pretty good question. Why does the FBI want to know about my guns? I'm a law-abiding citizen. Are you? You're a law-abiding citizen for the most part. Why does the Federal Bureau of Investigation have any interest whatsoever in the guns I own? Look, we gloss over this and we move on past this gun control debate so often that we never just pause for a moment and nail down on that. Why does the Federal Bureau of Investigation, why do they have any interest in the weapons I have? Are you planning on trying to take them from me? I can't see why else you would want to know that. Are you planning on trying to take my guns from me? And I think the answer we all have to assume is yes, right? If I ask Chris, hey, Chris, do you have a piece of gum? There's only one reason I would be asking that question, right? I want it. And that leads us to question number two. An obvious question, I realize, but a question we should talk about. If the FBI does want my guns, why? Why exactly would you want my guns? I haven't hurt anyone with them. I, Lord willing, won't hurt anyone with them, unless they're trying to hurt me or mine. Why would the Federal Bureau of Investigation, why would they even want B of A to hand over my purchase history? Why do you think that is? Oh, but hey, don't worry, guys. Don't stress. We're moving their headquarters to Alabama. Boom. That's going to teach them. No more unlawfulness at the FBI. Not now that they have to move to Bama. Thanks, GOP. Gosh. All right, we're still not done. I'm going to try to wrap up all this Ray stuff so I can move on to some other things. Speaking of guns, you carry one? Do you carry a hero gun with it? Or maybe you're not a gun guy or a gun girl. Do you carry a hero gun just period? Or a hero arrow, depending on what you're looking for. The hero gun shoots these pepper balls 100 miles per hour. They hit you and then they explode and you're in this pepper cloud. It's friggin' brutal. The hero arrow shoots this pepper gel out there. Hero arrow's a little smaller, easier to fit in your pocket or purse, but either are fine. Do you own one? More importantly, do you carry one? It doesn't do you any good at home sitting on your dresser. Doesn't do you any good sitting in your garage. Buy one for the person you love the most so they can stop a bad man from hurting them badly. That daughter you sent off to college needs a hero arrow, please. Your son, your mom. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's take a quick break here from all this Christopher Wray stuff, and let's focus on technology. Because I want to be better about technology than I am. I don't want to be that old man that doesn't know how to do anything, but I already see myself turning into that. My sons have to handle everything for me. And I used to make fun of my dad, and this is what I get for making fun of my dad, because now I've gotten to this point where I just decided I'm done advancing. No other advancements, whatever. I'm going to stay right here. But I want to be better. I want to be smarter. I want to understand things better than I do. That's why when it comes to advanced technologies, I'm going to rely on the experts.
And I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's, first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. But ultimately what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine is taught.
Hold on. I don't know if you heard her. I want to make sure everyone has that. AI is two letters. Artificial intelligence. You know what? I'm starting this over again because I'm worried some people didn't get that. AI is two letters. Both of those letters can be found in the alphabet. So anyway, go on.
And I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's, first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. Mm. But ultimately what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine is taught. Ah. And part of the issue here is what information is going into the machine that will then determine, and we can predict then, if we think about what information is going in, what then will be produced in terms of decisions and opinions that may be made through that process.
Absolutely. I feel so much smarter now. Thank you, Dome. Thank you. Two letters. That's one of those things that's going to stay with me for a while. Just little bits of knowledge. Let's go back to Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray talking about the Durham report. So this Durham report comes out and we found out the FBI is a bunch of criminals. What you going to do about it?
Are you concerned about this activity by the FBI and what was communicated to the FISA court?
I consider the conduct that was described in the Durham report as totally unacceptable and unrepresentative of what I see from the FBI every day and must never be allowed to happen again.
And have there been consequences as a result? Is Mr. Auten, has he had consequences?
Well, again, I can't speak to pending personnel matters, as you would perhaps remember from your own time in law enforcement.
Of course. Oh, wow. So you're unhappy with what happened? What are you going to do about it? Wow, it's pending. We can't talk about anything that's pending.
Americans have seen the FBI's Richmond field office put together a memorandum saying pro-life Catholics are extremists. They've seen 20 FBI agents, SWAT team members, show up at the home of Mark Houck and arrest him in front of his wife and seven children, even though he had indicated he'd be happy to turn himself in. And what was he arrested for? Him and his 12-year-old son were praying outside an abortion facility. Some guy starts screaming in his son's face, and he did what frankly any dad would do, defended his child. The FBI did rescind, thank goodness, the Richmond Catholic Memorandum, but they refuse to tell Congress who wrote it and who approved it. And Mr. Houck, when he got his day in court, he was acquitted by a jury of his peers. American speech is censored. Parents are called terrorists. Catholics are called radicals. And I haven't even talked about the spying that took place of a presidential campaign or the raiding of a former president's home.
That sounds serious, doesn't it? Serious enough to move their headquarters to Alabama. Ouch, that'll really hurt them. One of my favorites in Congress, I will be honest about this, is Harriet Hageman, Wyoming. I love this woman.
Director Wei, you and I both know that the federal government is forbidden from doing indirectly what it cannot do directly. In other words, neither you nor the FBI have any legal authority to circumvent the First Amendment by using a surrogate to do your dirty work. Yet that is exactly what you have been doing. The Bureau, under your watch, has been using proxies to violate the First Amendment. Were you the person who gave the orders to use these social media companies to violate violate Americans' First Amendment rights?
Again, I don't agree with your description of our engagement with social media companies.
So who made the decision to use social media companies as a proxy to suppress the First Amendment rights of American citizens?
Because I don't believe that's what we did, I'm not sure there's anyone that would have made such a decision.
Do you really expect the American public to believe that you were not involved in the decisions related to using social media companies to suppress the First
Amendment? All right. Now, I'll probably get to a couple more of these, and then we're going to move on. Trump says that he's probably not going to participate in the Republican primary debates. I'll give you my wildly popular thoughts about that and more. I'm also going to take your calls tonight. 877-377-4373. This will definitely be the last chance you have to talk to me until we get back from Israel. Unless you're going to email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But again, you can call 877-377-4373. No small talk and get right to the point, all right? Remember, you get a little bonus when you call on your Pure Talk phone and announce that's what you're calling from. You get the soundboard item of your choice.
You know, freedom is not free.
Because everyone deserves to be rewarded for dumping garbage communist companies like Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and putting their money where their morals are and switching to a patriotic company that loves the country. Their CEO is a veteran. They love the country so much, their customer service. Guess where it's based? Right here in the United States of America. When you talk to Pure Talk, they speak English. And yes, I know I sound like a crotchety old man. It's so nice to finally talk to someone who not only I can understand,
but that understands me. I'm so sick of having to repeat myself in an elevated voice on the phone. It takes 10 minutes. You can either get a new phone and a new number or keep your phone, keep your number, but it's 10 minutes on the phone. Pick up your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. All right? #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. And don't forget, if you call in on a Pure Talk phone, to tell me. That way I know. We'll do some more race stuff. Your calls, some emails, inflation, Trump and the debates, all kinds of juice still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue. Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I decided we'd get back to a couple more Christopher Ray things in a little bit. I want to hit this Trump stuff and then get to some calls, do an email or two, since we're not going to speak again for so long. Don't worry, I'll be here tomorrow and Friday, but you know how it goes. Remember, you need to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions emailed in early this week. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com, all right? Or your love, hate, death threats, whatever you want. All right, you know, we don't do a bunch of primary talk. It's not even in the top 20 most important things going on in the world. That's something that I obsess over, like everyone else seems to. Latest news from the primary talk is out of Trump's camp. It's, quote, unlikely that he's going to participate in any of the Republican primary debates. And my thoughts on this, I'm relatively sure, are going to anger every single person, no matter your persuasion. So we might as well go ahead and get this out. Okay. I've been honest with you about how I plan on voting as of now in the primary. Very honest about how I'm voting, why I'm voting that way. And I've been honest with you about how I wanted everybody to get in the primary. Why? Because I want these candidates to challenge each other and beat each other up, because that's how you and me, that's how we both get the best GOP nominee we can get. We don't get it through all the flowers and rainbows and compliments. I love this guy. He's so nice. You get it through fighting. That's how we get our best guy. Donald Trump not debating. One, it's a smart move. It's the only move. Two, I despise it. And if I wasn't already voting for Heavy D, this would only push me further into that camp. Let me explain. From Trump's perspective, if you're really up by 30, if you really are, why in the world would you go stand on stage and let Chris Christie and Heavy D and everyone else throw poop at you the whole time?
if you're Donald Trump, I wouldn't go either. I don't blame him for it in the least, not at all. And if you're Ron DeSantis, if you're on Team DeSantis and you want Donald Trump to debate, well, honestly, that's DeSantis's fault so far. Now, let me explain. I'm saying so far, it's way early to even be having this talk. It's July of 2023. But if DeSantis can't close the gap enough to scare Trump into debating, well, then honestly, that's a personal problem. Now, when I said that would push me away from voting for Trump in the primary, this is also what I mean. I don't care about Donald Trump. I don't care about Ron DeSantis, Vivek, blah, 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 or Pence, or any of them. They're all politicians to me. They mean nothing to me. I believe that you're trying to work for me. I don't work for you. And so because you're trying to work for me, you go get on stage and you compete for my vote. You go get up there and you prove to me you have the brains and everything else to fight with all these other people and earn my vote. And if you won't do that, and again, I want to reinforce, I think it's the smart move to not do that. But if you won't do that, that tells me you think you're above me. You don't think you need to earn my vote. That's a problem for me because I'm tired of these people feeling like we work for them. I don't work for any of you, nor would I. You're trying to work for me. We have a country to save here. You go earn my vote. So there, I probably made everybody mad. Either way, that's how I feel. 877-377-4373. I'll get to these calls here. And if you want to finish up with this Chris Ray stuff, because I promise you I'd get to all of it. This is quite a doozy here. Let's just keep in mind before we go with this, the FISA court, it's a court they set up, and the purpose of the FISA court was to make sure that your civil rights would not be abused. That's how they sold it to us, I guess I should say. Why? Because these agencies, like the FBI, they want FISA warrants to spy on you, an American citizen. That's not supposed to be something that can happen. So they set up a special court to make sure that this will be reviewed by a special judge. And we found out now, I believe the number is 98%, over 98% of the FISA warrant applications are approved. So we didn't get a special court. We got a monkey with a stamp that says approved on it. And they just beep, approved every time. Keep that in mind as you listen to this.
How many illegal FISA queries have occurred under your leadership of the FBI?
Well, there are reports that have come out with different numbers about compliance incidents.
More than a million illegal ones? Because that's what the Inspector General said. The Inspector General said that in the 3.4 million of these queries, more than a million were in error. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment by the Inspector General?
I'm not sure actually that's a correct characterization of the Inspector General's findings on that.
Well, the internet will remind you of that in moments. But let's now go to what the court said. The court said it was over 200,000 that have occurred on your watch. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment?
Again, I don't have the numbers. I sit here right now. What I can
seems like a number you should know. How many times the FBI is breaking the law under your watch?
Yeah, and maybe the most revealing part about why the FBI shouldn't be moved to Alabama. It should be defunded, every employee fired, go back to the private sector, and then when you're done, demo the Hoover Building to the ground and build a monument in its stead, talking about the endless crimes the FBI has perpetuated against the American people. If you'd like any more evidence of that, let's wrap up this Christopher Ray talk with Eric Swalwell's questioning. In its own way, doesn't this line of questioning say everything?
I want to talk more about your workforce because that's where you started. A couple weeks ago at the Bureau, you had Family Day. Can you tell us what Family Day is?
Family Day is an opportunity for employees from really all over the FBI. It tends to be primarily from the nearby geographies because of the trip that they have to make to employees to bring their families into FBI headquarters so that they can see a little bit about the place their loved ones work and why mom or dad.
I can't. We're doing the flowery thing here. Well, it's just a family environment, and these just do-gooder men and women. No,
No, FBI and Ukraine spy agency ran censorship operation and pressured social media giants to ban users, including verified American accounts, over Russian disinformation. No, I don't care how many family days you have down at Cheka headquarters. It's still a profoundly evil, evil organization. All right? All right. Well, that's my thoughts on everything. Hey, we did some emails and stuff. Let's do some of these first, though. Brian, New York, go.
Hey, Jesse, first of all, love your show. I used to be a big Levin guy, but I've totally come around to you. I listen to you almost every time I can. Listen, I was listening to Ray dance around all these answers and how often he says he can't comment on an ongoing investigation. And it dawned on me. I remember several years ago, sort of shortly after Biden got elected or wormed his way in, they almost announced immediately that Hunter Biden is under investigation. I didn't realize it at the time. I thought, actually, kind of, wow, that's strange that they're actually coming out and saying it. The reason these guys do all of what they do is that then they wanted to be able to say, had they been asked questions, had the press been doing their job, they could have said, well, of course we can't comment on an ongoing investigation. They love it when these investigations are open because then they can dance around. They never have to answer a question. That's all.
1,000% correct. This is the game they play. They open cases. They never close cases. Not because they're still investigating, because it gives them the ultimate loophole. I've got exhibit A of that when we get back, and then we'll get to more of these. 877-377-4373. Let's first talk about your dog, though. There are many, many wonderful moments we have with these dogs. When I get home tonight, my fluffy idiot Fred is going to come bounding into the laundry room and practically tackle me until I snuggle with him. Yeah, I act like I don't like it, but it's actually really wonderful. I would like that to go on for quite some time. If I continue to just give Fred dog food every day, he's going to die way earlier than he should because I never give him nutrition and he's a living thing. He needs nutrition just like you do, just like I do. That's why I pour Rough Greens on his food. All natural nutritional supplement, vitamins, minerals, omega oils, antioxidants. You will see a health difference in your dog. His coat, his breath, his energy, it's everything. Fix Fred's digestive issues. Go to freeroughgreens.com/Jesse and get a free jumpstart trial bag. All right? It's incredible the difference in your dog. He doesn't even get ear infections anymore. All right? Or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can download the iHeartRadio app free, and you can download the podcast of the show. They podcast the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review talking about how handsome I am. To that last guy's point, we played it earlier, they never close investigations. Why? Is it because they're still digging into the matter? No. They leave the investigation open so they can make sure they never have to answer questions about it.
Interview with Assistant Director Stephen Duantuano. Chairman Jordan and I sent you a letter a month ago. Some of the information that we found in that interview was that phone data that could have helped to identify the pipe bomber was corrupted. He also wasn't sure who found or how the second bomb was found at the DNC. Do you know how the second bomb was found at the DNC? And when do you plan on answering our letter?
Well, as to the letter, I will work with the department to make sure we can figure out what information we can provide. As you know, this is a very active, ongoing investigation, and there are some restrictions on that. But
we can handle classified information, and we fund your department, and so you need to provide that.
It's not an issue of classification. It's an issue of commenting on ongoing criminal investigations, which is something that by longstanding department policy, we are restricted in doing. And in fact, the last administration actually strengthened those
Okay, so he's lying. Lying to your face, GOP. Question is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to set this political stuff aside, and I'm going to get boned up on technology.
And I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's, first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. But ultimately what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine is taught. And part of the issue here is what information is going into the machine that will then determine, and we can predict then, if we think about what machine, what information is going in, what then...
Look, it's two letters. Two letters. Not one, two. They're both in the alphabet, and they stand for artificial intelligence. Pretty deep stuff. Tim in Tennessee, hope you're ready for that kind of technology education.
Absolutely. Love the show, Jesse. Wanted to make a point about that. We're all laughing about the two letters in the alphabet. But what we're failing to miss is where she said, we plug in the information. So that's telling me that they're going to plug in their information of what they want the machine to give back, but they're not going to give our information or the other side of the coin. The machine's only going to be reporting on one side of the coin.
1,000%. And actually, Chris and Michael were boning me up on this earlier when it comes to ChatGPT, that thing that automatically can write things for you. Apparently, you just go to some app and you tell it to write you an essay on border security. You know, go write an essay on border security. And these responses come back really left-wing, extremely left-wing, shaded left. Well, just like his point, it's because of all the data that goes in. And Dome gets into that at the end. Do you think the people who censor and control everything, you think the people who have told the FBI to cancel your Facebook account aren't going to control what goes in to AI? Let's set the laughter aside for a moment. Listen when she says it at the end. He's right. This is the important point.
And I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's, first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. But ultimately what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine is taught. And part of the issue here is what information is going into the machine that will then determine, and we can predict then, if we think about what machine, what information is going in, what then will be produced in terms of decisions and opinions that may be made through that process.
Kind of laid it all out there on accident, didn't she? He's right. We myself included, were all laughing because she's a moron, but she really gave the game away at the end. The communist, because he seeks out domination always, and because we don't, our brains don't work that way. The communist hears AI, and the communist immediately, he doesn't even think about Terminator 2 or drones, or he doesn't think about a little robot that'll clean your house for you. The communist immediately thinks, how can I use this to gain power and crush my enemies? Oh, I know. I'll control all the information that goes into it. And then the information that comes out will all be mine. This is what I was talking, I think it was earlier this week. Remember I was talking about making wieners individually versus a wiener factory and how they create the factories. They're out there making wiener factories. We're making individual wieners. They're seizing an institution which insulates their agenda from ever being attacked properly. They're not going to try to control an individual computer. They're going to try to control AI itself. Whoa, 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 whoa. We'll determine what's safe to put in there and what's not safe. Of course, for the greater good and all that. Oh, yes, definitely. Kevin, Florida, go.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
Listen, I've warned you. Let me warn you again. There can be no small talk on the show. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com is the email address. The number is 877-377-4373. Just get right to the point. All right? Now, before we get into some emails, I'll get back to these, then we'll talk about inflation and Harvard's white kids and everything else. Let's talk about this. When I bring up testosterone levels, it's easy to fall into this trap and think, oh, it's just about having kids, feeling stronger, you know, smooching on your wife. It's about your mind as much as it is anything else. Your mind and your health. Guys, your mind has to have testosterone or it doesn't work properly. It doesn't. But look, we have things our body needs. And right now, because of our waters and food and everything else, our bodies are denied these things. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk and make sure you are fine. I don't care if you're 20. I don't care if you're 80. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Naturally, natural herbal supplements. Female vitality stack for the ladies. Ladies, you ready to feel 20 years younger? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. That's what gets you 35% off subscriptions. Now, a lot has been made about affirmative action in recent days, especially with this recent Supreme Court ruling. And you remember what the ruling was about. The ruling was for these colleges. Colleges are blocking out all the Asians because all the Asian kids are getting 1600s on the ACTs and SATs, and they're trying to make campus blacker and whatnot. And so what, as a result, more accomplished students are getting bounced out of college campuses and less qualified students are getting into Harvard. That's just the way it works. When you get affirmative action, that's the way it works. That's how it goes. But I thought somebody said something when it came to affirmative action that was really, really profound. And I got to tell you, it made me rethink some things. I'm going to play that for you, then we'll get back to these calls. Next.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.